My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about why you should make marketing meetings 25 minutes or less.
So the thing with marketing meetings is in marketing, if you continually have your meetings really long, what Eric and I have found out is it's taking away time from execution and people start really getting off topic. When you keep them less than 25 minutes, sometimes they drag on a little bit more, but either way, you'll be under 30 minutes, which is really the key. And that way everyone is laser focused during the marketing meeting. The problem with marketing is you can discuss everything from pay-per-click to SEO to content. And if you don't go in-depth in your meetings and try to solve problems by just covering all the topics out there, you're not going to get much done, even in 2 hours. So by trying to keep your meetings really short, it allows you to focus on specific marketing areas, typically, ideally, the ones that are causing the biggest issues or the ones that have the biggest opportunities. And you can have your team laser focus on it, solve the problems, then go and execute.
Actually, I have an app that I use called Rize, RIZE.io, and I average at least 5 to 6 hours a day in meetings. It's a lot, right? So I'm on phone calls a lot, basically. And I try to make all of them in Google. You can Google Calendar, you can set the meetings to go 25 minutes. So all of my meetings are by default 25 minutes. They ask for an hour. I say 25 minutes is all I got. In some cases, I say 15 minutes is all I got, right? Because Parkinson's law, if you give an hour, people will find time to expand the time. And what I would say is if you want your, let's say a marketing meeting, you want it to be very structured. What you can do is you can kind of do a modification of what Jeff Bezos does with the memos. And so what you do is, let's say Neil comes up with an idea. He's like, hey, I want to execute on this idea. Neil would have to come up with a memo saying, okay, here's what I want to do. Here's the resources that are required. Here's the amount of time it's going to take. Here's how much I think it's going to cost. Here's what's going to make it successful. And then maybe an FAQ, and makes everyone read it beforehand. And so we can jump into that meeting ready to discuss. And whoever's not prepared in that meeting, you can tell, you kick them out of the meeting, right? Do it in a nice way, but say, hey, look, looks like you need to do a little more preparation, but it's okay. You can hop out of this meeting, right? nicer than that. And you find yourself structuring your meetings to be very efficient like that, then you can get out of them, because at the end of the day, nobody likes to sit in meetings, right? A meeting has to have an objective at the end of the day. And if you have no objective, then you're going to have a bunch of people that are frustrated, right? And oftentimes in the meetings too, if I want to make it more effective, if I find that someone's not getting that much value or maybe they're disengaged, I'll just say, hey, Neil, you can hop out of this meeting. Same type of thing, right? Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're preserving people's time. And you want to think from the mindset of an entrepreneur too, because people are getting paid to sit in that meeting. If they're not getting value from it, they shouldn't be in that meeting, right? So just be very ruthless with how you set it up and ruthless with how much time you dedicate. So I think 15 to 25 minutes in general is great. I think you start doing 60, 90 minute meetings or so, for the most part, aren't that helpful, unless it's like a quarterly or annual planning. And that's a different story.
When I look at meetings, is they're still useful. Some people go to the extreme level and say, hey, Neil, why even do 25 minutes? Why not just go down to zero and have no meetings? Meetings are great to get everyone on the same page, but you want your team spending majority of the time executing, not chit-chatting. Chit-chatting doesn't actually produce results. Execution does.
There's a company that we just bought and their entire days are just all meetings, right? And we're trying to figure out how to optimize that. It's just too much meetings, right? And so can you cut it in half or can you eliminate it? If you're doing weekly meetings with your customers or clients, try to make them bi-weekly or see if you can make them even monthly, right? You can cut down on those. So these marketing meetings can also be client meetings as well. And the final thing I'll say is the reason you want to put at 25 minutes is because you want to give yourself a gap. Because I don't know if you've seen this, Neil, but there's actually a TechCrunch article that shows that if your meetings back to back to back to back, it actually screws up your mind, right? Yeah. And so giving that 5 minute block actually goes a long way for your sanity and also for your team sanity as well. Neil?
And last thing that I have to say when it comes to meetings in general, and this is an important exercise that I recommend that everyone do. When we first started our ad agency, NP Digital, people had tons of meetings. And take a look at how much you're paying people, what portion of their time is being spent on meetings. And then you can end up figuring out literally how much money you're flushing down the drain on meetings versus them executing. Because you're paying people to get a job done, not typically to just be in meetings all day. And it has nothing against people, right? It's a company's fault for allowing this or setting up an environment where people just get into meetings all day. You need to analyze and look at how much time are people actually spending on getting the work done, which is what produces results. Execution. Can't emphasize that enough.
Neil, you posted a meme. This was actually before memes were a thing. I think a long time ago on Twitter, something about if you want to lose money, or I think it was on Facebook, then throw a meeting. And there's a guy has his legs kicked back. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah. Anyway, marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Our virtual and our live events are all there. We're going to update the page soon, but you can apply over there and learn a little more about it. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.